USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is cheering the new COVID vaccination authorization for kids under five.
The United States is now the first country in the world to offer safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines for children as young as 6 months old.
He said nearly every American now has access to COVID vaccines. That news comes on the heels of the CDC reporting that in the week ending May 28, 2022, 442 children total have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. White House security spokesman John Kirby is calling out Russian President Vladimir Putin. Speaking to reporters, Kirby accusing Putin of weaponizing food. He added President Biden is working with other nations to find a workaround when it comes to the blockade. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Democratic-led House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol Hill attack is holding a hearing Tuesday afternoon about former President Donald Trump's efforts to pressure state officials to turn their electoral votes in his favor. Arizona House Speaker Rusty Bowers responds to California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff's questions about the former president's claims that Bowers told Trump he won Arizona.
Anywhere, anyone, anytime has said that I said the election was rigged, that would not be true.
And when the former president in his statement today claimed that you told him that he won Arizona, is that also false?
That is also false.
Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Tuesday, all three major indexes gaining more than 2% as stocks rebounded from their worst week since 2020. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 671 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new study is out detailing the most patriotic state.
According to a report from WalletHub, Alaska is the most patriotic state in the country. The personal finance website compared each state across 13 indicators, including veterans per capita, average number of military enlistees, Peace Corps members per capita, and the percentage of adults who voted in 2020. All 13 of the indicators fell into two categories, military engagement and civic engagement. Rounding out the top five is Montana, Virginia, North Dakota, and Oregon. The top five least patriotic states were Arkansas, New York, Rhode Island, Florida, and Massachusetts. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Rhode Island Democratic Governor Dan McKee is signing 3 gun control bills into law Tuesday. One measure bans gun magazines with more than 10 rounds, while another raises the firearm purchasing age from 18 to 21. New videos are surfacing of a secret chip.
The Colombian National Navy used a remotely operated vehicle to get closer and capture new videos and images of the San Jose Galleon, an 18th century ship that sank off of Colombia's northwest coast. It was sunk by the British in 1708. Its exact location is being kept secret by authorities because the 200-ton payload has been valued at $17 billion.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.